and that's right. You know, it has to come back to your livelihood and what's more important. You know, these little critter wild running around or your livelihood, your livestock. And you know, we know the answer to that. What's got to be done? No different than it. You know, the first time I was at the Badlands, well, the first time in 20-some years was about 10 years ago, and there was a big sign up that the prairie, you know, to watch yourself around the prairie dog farms, don't get down there and crawl around because they had the plague. And I went, what do you mean the plague? What plague? She said, the black plague. We've got the plague. I said, wait a minute, the prairie. I said, yesterday I was out there sitting on the ground taking pictures of them, and now you're telling me they have the plague. She says, yeah, we dust for it. And I said, what do you mean you dust for the plague? She says, well, it's carried by the fleas. So as long as you didn't get by a flea, you're safe. But we dust all the prairie dog holes with powder for the fleas. And so, I don't know, about 3 years ago, I was out there again, and it's pretty well been eradicated and taken care of. So modern medicine once again comes through and takes care of a problem. W-A-R-D.
Get hot spots where they you know, the growth and KB8OE. Yeah, those in armadillos are pretty bad, but any of those rodents, you know, if they get those fleas that's got it spreads really quick. So they have to dust them, and they can dust with just about anything, borax, which there's mines for boron out there, or that used to be, but that takes care of them, and it's fairly pet safe and people safe, and it's even relatively safe for the prairie dogs. I mean, if they eat a bunch of it, you know, it'll give them the squirts. But outside of that, it's pretty safe. But it rubs the exoskeletons off of those fleas for sure and kills them.